Unit 6. Listening. Spoken and written complaints.
We've talked about proactive ways of building service quality, but we still have to know how to react to and deal with actual complaints. As managers, although you'll be training staff in how to deal with spoken complaints, you personally will probably be dealing more with written complaints and written responses. Let's look at the differences between the spoken complaint and the written complaint. In the first instance, a spoken complaint is usually very public. There are other people, customers present, and that can be bad for the company. You may want to take the customer to one side, perhaps to a separate room. This can also calm the situation if anger is involved. A written complaint, in contrast, is private, unless it's in a newspaper or a magazine or a blog, of course. And there's no immediate danger of damage to the company image. In a written complaint, the customer will not be present, so there's less pressure to solve the problem immediately. You have time to consider the situation and your response. With a spoken complaint, it is easy to check the details of the problem with the customer, to clarify exactly what happened. And it's usually possible to check there and then with any other people involved. With a written complaint, the incident will already be in the past, and checking details will be time-consuming and tedious, and evidence of any serious wrongdoing by a member of your staff may already have been covered up. Perhaps the most important of all is the language question. In a face-to-face situation, you will need to use a different style of language from the style you use when writing, and we'll look at this in a minute. But you will have the advantage of being able to use tone of voice, gesture, and body language to diffuse the situation. There is no equivalent of this in written language.